Welcome to the Crimson Circle Connection Center. We're here, of course, in Louisville, Colorado, and excited to say we have a full house here in the studio. We're here for the last of the Merlin I Am series, and I'm excited.
I'm excited, too. I'm having a few technical things going on here. Let me get to the right place. Anyway, I am excited also.
You're the channeler. You're allowed to be alone.
Well, no, actually, I'm not. I just thought I thought I had the right place on the slides, but now I do. So welcome, everybody, here in the studio in Colorado. Yeah, woo! Ow! Here at the studio in Colorado, we see people we haven't seen for a long time, year and a half. Some of you maybe 2 or 3 years or whatever. It's been a long time. Some of you we saw last month when we had the gathering here, but so good to be back having live audiences again. I mean, live Chambra, and you could tell the difference in the energy.
Oh, for sure.
It's so different when we're just doing the shoud, no audience.
Well, I'm afraid that maybe this happened on purpose.
Really?
Well, yeah, because it made me realize that I totally took the beauty of it for granted. It just was.
Oh, now so you took Chambra for granted? Yeah.
A little bit, I did.
I never did, I have to say.
I know. I did a little bit. I really did. I just did.
We've gone a long time with no audiences, and you kind of get used to it after a little bit. But it's very different. The energy, the dynamics that there are here. There's not, Adama's really missed when he does, I don't know what you call it, but audience interrogation.
Oh, yeah, then it ended up being on me. That was fun.
No, he didn't mind that. But it's the interrogation, intimidation and that. But it's good to be back. And we welcome everybody who's watching in online from all around the world, whether you're watching right now in this now moment or later on, or if you're watching in the past, which, hey, we're learning how to do.
Or years from now, when we're long gone and somebody's out there got nothing better to do and searching on the internet.
Well, you had to bring that up, long gone. Where are we going to go?
I hope to heaven.
I'll come and visit you once in a while. Maybe in that middle ground somewhere.
Well, we've got quite a few.
We do. So go ahead. We have quite a few here from out of town, out of Colorado. So yeah. Linda's going to go through the list. And if you would stand up when she calls up your name, we'll put you on camera.
Okay.
So if the CIA is watching, they're going to see you. You never know. I mean, and they are.
Okay. We've got Agnes from Hungary.
Agnes from Hungary. Glad you're here. And we have a lot of food that'll solve the hungry problem later on.
And Stephanie from Arizona.
Hi, Stephanie. Good to see you.
Julia from California.
Good to see you again.
Ivana from California.
Good to see you.
Mm-hmm. Marco from Connecticut.
And Marco, is it true that you live in what, Hartford, Connecticut?
Yes. Yeah. I'm actually right next to Mark Twain's house.
Right next to Mark Twain's house. I mean, what a coincidence. Not. Yeah. Do you ever go? Does somebody live there or is it a museum?
Well, it's a museum right now.
Museum.
They have people that take care of it.
Sure. Do you ever just slip over there, have a cigar? You know, yeah. Yeah. Elizabeth Park, yeah.
Mm.
Oh, great. All right, thank you.
And he's Ritter's cousin. Can you tell? You can see that, can't you?
Mark. They do look like, yeah. Small gene pool. Okay. Good to see you, Marco.
And Anya from Kentucky.
Hi, good to see you again.
Laura from Nevada. Where are you, Laura?
Way in the back. Hi, Laura.
Hi, Laura.
Way back there. Good to see you.
Okay. Oh, a few more. Okay. Anne from New Mexico. There she is. And Kirsty from New Mexico.
Good to see you.
Wow. Oh, and another one we haven't seen for a while, but so excited. Ricky from North Carolina.
Hey, Ricky. Welcome back.
and Renu from...
You're here.
Toronto, yeah. Thank you, Renu.
And from where?
I'm from Canada.
From Canada, eh? Toronto. Oh, Toronto, eh? Yeah, it's a... Did I ever tell you how Canada got its name?
Don't go there, Jeff.
Well, they're trying to decide, so they put all the letters of the alphabet in a hat, and they had some guy pick, and the guy picks one, and he goes, C-A, N-A. All right, forget it. Sorry about that. All the Canadians, including Tammy O'Reilly, is just, sorry, Tammy, couldn't help that. Thank you for being here.
Thank you.
Is that it?
I thought that was a lot.
That's a lot. So welcome again, everybody. We got a lot to cover in this segment. A lot of new activities, workshops, classes. So we're going to get right into it with a recap from last month of the Shout. Of course, most of us never really remember what it was. So we're going to take a look at it now.
Isn't that weird that you don't? That you just? I believe that we've just absorbed the energy of it.
I know.
And then these are the reminder words.
These are the reminders. So this is from Shout 10 last month, right here in Coal Creek Canyon. Let's listen in to see what we did. What did I say? All right, I'm bi-locating right now. I know that I am right here in the studio. I knew, I'm just seeing if you guys were listening, you know. Let's play that video quickly. I am that I am. Adamus of Saint Germain. What a joy to be back with each and every one of you. Woo! Woo! Thank you. Thank you. Time is fracturing. I don't have to tell you that. You already know in your own lives, time is starting to fall apart. Time is fracturing. It is the glue, the strongest of the glues that include space and gravity, electromagnetics that hold this whole thing together, and it is cracking. People are going to crack along with it because time is the reference point, it's the most commonly used reference point in the physical reality. It's breaking apart. It's not bad news at all. That's great news. You're going to feel disoriented. That's okay. You're going to be confusing time and dates because, as we talked about in our last shout, they start kind of flowing in together, the past and the future. There is not a human word that can describe how epic that is, that you're here doing it right now, time and space, the past and what you would call the future, coming into the now, being here with the master and the soul. It's coming together. You made it through the coronavirus. It's going to have its iterations around for a little while. It's doing a deep cleansing. There's wave after wave now of the changes that are coming about as a result of this coronavirus, wave after wave. So it wasn't just a surface cleaning. It was a brilliant plan to begin with, and then it got more brilliant along the way. Brilliant because it was time for a change on the planet. What's the most important personal takeaway that you have from the coronavirus era?
How much I really liked being alone.
Really like my own company.
Very few things are worth my time or energy.
Definitely enjoying a kaleidoscope, lots of flow and just... really liking the variety.
Having the most epic time of my life.
What are humans really looking for in life?
Maybe just something a little bit better.
A sense of control.
They want something to matter.
People are looking for how to live. And now I kind of tailored that for Shambra, the Shambra life. Pretty simple here. First, embrace your energy with courageous passion. If you don't think it's truly your energy, embrace it even more courageously and more passionately. How do you do that? Take a deep breath and you let that energy come in. and you led it with passion, like, I choose life. This is me. This is my energy. I'm going to breathe it in. I'm going to live it. That's pretty simple. And that's when you really understand how to live. How to live. And then make love with your energy. Cha-cha your energy. Get intimate with your energy. And you'll find that that same energy, it'll make love with your life. Putting into a single statement now, embrace your energy with courageous passion. If you don't think it's truly your energy, embrace it more courageously and more passionately than ever. Make love with your energy, and it will make love with your life. That is pretty simple. Well, I want to talk for a few moments about love. Interesting thing is, love was first experienced here on this planet, nowhere else. Your soul didn't know about love. What you call God or whatever, no clue. How would spirit have known? I mean, how would spirit have known until you experienced it? It was experienced on Earth. It was the first time ever in all of creation right here on Earth. That kind of makes Earth kind of special. It is so beautiful, and I haven't wanted to talk about it up until now. And it ties in so much with everything else right now. Ties in with communications and energy and everything else. But love, first experienced here. We now move into a whole new understanding of love. And the experience you're going to have with really loving yourself, it goes even beyond your first experience on this planet with love. It goes beyond that, the overwhelm, it's hard to even say the words, but you can feel it, what I'm communicating. We're not talking about learning to love yourself. We're talking about courageously going into your energy, passionately going into your energy and loving yourself. It's about letting the soul, the past, the future, the master, letting every part of you now show you how much it loves you. That's self-love. Not just you getting up in the morning and saying, I'm good, I'm beautiful, I love me. No, it's about receiving it now. Your soul truly wants to show you this, and it wants to dance in the experience of it with you. Let's open this new chapter for Chambra.
That was even nicer than I remember.
I didn't remember. I didn't remember a thing. I'm watching it. I mean, once I saw it, I remembered. But if you'd asked me what we did last month, it'd be like, I simply don't remember.
But that was the first time we got together with a full Chambra group in the studio for 18 while. Months.
Yeah. Anyway, we're going to talk about upcoming events. Okay. We've got a lot going on. We've just been busy this last couple of weeks putting everything together and finalizing it. So
the first thing on your list is not an event.
Sure, but it's a non-event.
That's what I just
Let's
said.
Let's take a look. For our next month, remember, there's a reminder of the non-event. There is no Shoud in September. Yeah, we generally take September off. Generally, we're traveling. This year, we're not because of you know what.
Restrictions.
But we're going to be busy getting prepared for the Time of the Merlin event, which we're going to talk about in just a moment. So there is no webcast, nada, none, zero, zilch. Don't show up. If you do, you know, it'll be empty. Nobody's going to be here.
Well, show up. There's some benches. You can just bench or something.
That's true. Actually, you know, those benches were built in a long time before even Adama started talking about benching. Yeah. I guess they knew. So, okay, moving along to other events coming up. Merlin Online. We've been busy putting together all the last minute details. Normally, we're going to have had this in Bled, Slovenia.
Yes.
And we had a sold out group of about 500 people. For the second year in a row, we had to cancel because of...
No, you can't cancel. We had to postpone.
We postponed, right, for the second time. It's been really tough, you know. I mean,
really tough.
Yeah, I mean, I loved being there, loved going to Bled, seeing all the Chambre, but we had to once again turn it into online.
Well, it was so weird because I was like, come on, this is going to be done by then.
Sure, everybody knew that, including Adamus.
And so everybody. We waited till the last minute to finally just give up and realize it was beyond our control.
Well, I remember we had set a date of May 31st for determining whether we're going to cancel or not. And as the date grew closer and closer, we still didn't have a lot of good information. But we had to go in intuitively and take a look. And all things considered, it was probably a good idea. But anyway, we're going to be doing it from here in the studio live online. And we got quite a lineup. We've got...
Yes, we do. Are you going to introduce your characters?
I'm
going to
try, but this thing is not working today.
Oh, baby.
So I'm going to try to make it work. There we go. Oh, we got Adamas.
Yes. You jumped.
I'm not doing that.
But maybe I should do it. Maybe your fingers are too big and hot.
No. I don't know, dead battery or something.
You wouldn't let me do it? You have to have control?
Absolutely. That's even a question. Anyway, we have Adamus St. Germain on the lineup for the event. We also have Kathumi Lalsing. Now it's working. We have Kathumi in the lineup. Looking forward to Kathumi because I channel Kathumi about once a year now, and it's always good.
He has great insights. He has a light way of making you laugh into it.
Yeah. Good insights. So,
good insight. And he likes to pick at Adamus like nobody else would do.
I'll never forget. What was that, Santa Fe a couple years ago? Mm-hmm. Where, a dumbass. Mm-hmm. That was good. I think everybody loved it.
I never could forget it once Adamus. He said it. It's like, I never put that together. Oh, my God.
Yeah. We also have, of course, Merlin. You know, time of the Merlin. You got to have Merlin around. So Merlin's going to be enjoying. And Linda kind of didn't like the photo here, but, you know, it's neither male nor female. You can't really tell. Is it a masculine or a feminine Merlin?
That better be a female
Merlin?
In that.
Why?
Because that would be some wimpy dink guy if that was a guy.
Well, I don't know. Maybe.
Does that look like a manly man?
Maybe
to you?
I posed for it.
Hell
you
no.
Know.
There's no shoulders. I mean, look at you, Jeff.
Jeez. Okay. moving on, I think. I'm hitting it.
They were supposed to stare at this longer, make more fun of it.
I know, but where should I be pointing this?
Oh, now we go serious.
Where should I be pointing it, Peter? I did.
Wait, we got to say beloved Saint Germain before you start.
Beloved
Saint.
Oh, okay. Next is the beloved Saint Germain. Who is Adamus? I mean, Adamus is Saint Germain. The energies are so different.
Totally different.
So different in the channeling. I can feel such a change. So we do have the beloved Saint Germain.
And you
okay.
can shoot a gun,
there,
but not
okay.
the slide.
Okay. And then we have FM.
Woo!
John Kiderka. Woo! John returns to the studio, which he actually helped build and design. That'd be most interesting.
I think so.
That'd be really interesting to channel
curious.
John. And, you know, it's funny. He shows up in my dreams quite a bit. I know he does for other Chambre. But he has been very busy working on this, what he calls the link. But it's a link of some sorts. And he wants to now come in and talk about it. So it's the first time actually channeling John, seeing what he has to say. A lot of it is going to be about the biology and the link to the light body.
So
as you know, he went through a lot of biological issues before he crossed over. And he's really been looking into that, like how we really find this way to keep the physical body from getting diseased and bring in the light body.
That's pretty cool.
Oh, I'm getting chills just talking about it. I mean, and John is hanging out right here being grumpy as usual.
That's really cool. That's really cool that he would, that sounds like him, that he would want to contribute.
Yeah,
Wow.
And we also have...
Now, this is spooky.
I hit it once. Okay, there. Oh, we have a mystery entity. I don't know. I mean, this isn't the actual entity. This is like a representation, and we don't know if it's male or female. Adamus has been very elusive.
It doesn't know if it's male or female.
I know. Adamus has been very elusive about it, not really saying a whole lot. So he does this, I think, just to get to me, you know, because it's really nice to know in advance. My Virgo side likes to... you know, have an idea who I'm going to be channeling.
There's makeup and no manicure, so it can't be a woman.
Adamus has promised he will be announcing it soon. And we're actually talking about maybe even having like a guessing contest on Facebook or something. Mm-hmm. See who guesses it. He has said two things just for clues. It will not be Sam. Oh. And it will not be, who's the other one? God, no. Not Edith. No.
Sart.
It won't be Sart either. If you're gonna join in the guessing game, it won't be Sart or Sam. Okay, so now everybody's like, "Whoa, who's it gonna be?" Okay, so mystery guest.
Where'd you find that picture?
I don't know. Just where my picture place. Okay. So we have six grand entities for the lineup over the 3 days. I'm actually looking forward to it. It's going to be very intense.
But you're looking forward to it?
Yeah, but we did it last year.
That's
and
good. That's
last
good.
Year it worked out really well. It so, did. Yeah. Okay. And then in addition to that.
When he says, I say it's intense because it's enough when Jeff is continuously doing Adamus. But think about the energy it takes to let go of that completely and then let something else come in and have to be completely open. The energy that Jeff puts into that, from my observation, is just beyond words. I'm really proud of you.
Thank you. It's amazing. But to switch like that, it's a little challenging at times. But wait, there's more coming up. We have a lineup of, humans as well. Dr. Doug Davies is going to be doing the On the Hot Seat with... Hang on. Dr. Doug is going to be doing On the Hot Seat with Adamus. He's going to fly in, and he's been given license to ask the tough questions
and
of
trust
Adamus.
Me, I hear a lot of those questions all the time. Linda, how come Adamus said, bleh?
Yeah.
And then he's got all the science behind it. So this could be entertaining.
It could be very interesting. And Doug and Linda, of course, do the Living in Keehawk, and they kind of argue back and forth, with Adamus about stuff, but Adamus isn't there to answer. So this is going to be kind of special because Adamus will be right here with Dr. Doug in the tough questions. And I've asked Linda and Doug, don't tell me, Jeffrey, the questions in advance. I want to watch the ambush take place.
I'm the referee.
So that'll be kind of fun. So these are the questions that have been in your mind as well. It's time to ask Adamus. I do know one of them. Like you asked, Doug asked about his love life in this past lives, all about his relationships.
Well, he talks real big, but he doesn't really.
Well, he might just open up and give all the bloody details.
Well, and he's very, very, we've all noticed that his prediction about COVID was pretty wrong.
Well, I imagine that's going to be one of the questions.
You think from a doctor?
We also have Nazar Fedunkov from the Ukraine. He's now our new social media manager for Crimson Circle, and he's going to be talking about, he's a young one, so he's going to be talking about knock, knock, who's there?
The new ones.
He's going to give us a perspective of the new ones coming in.
They're, the new wave.
They're kind of different than those of us who've been around for a while, different needs and desires. And
Jeff?
They tend to like Adamus. They like that irreverent approach. But they're very different. He's got some great insights into this whole new group of Shambra coming in.
And he has a... an entertaining perspective.
He does. So in addition to that, we also have, we're going to do an update on Rude Awakening, the film. They're just going to do a little shot. That's my favorite shot from the trailer. they're going to do a little update on where we are, and they're going to be announcing the actual launch date for the final film. So looking forward to that. And also in the lineup, we're going to be doing the, we've actually been doing a series of interviews with Chambra. And we're putting together for this time of the Merlin, but also to be used in some other things going forward. We have a working title called The Courage of Spirit, because it takes a lot of courage to do this. Interviews with Chambra, and we're going to be highlighting that during the event also. We're also going to do behind the scenes with the Crimson Circle staff. Here they are in all their glory. These are the regular, what we call the manager team. We've done interviews with all of them, and we're going to be showing that during the event as well. And then I think we also have the Inspire Consciousness Award. This is our 16th annual award.
I can't believe it's been that many years.
I know. We're going to be doing that Sunday morning of the event with Linda and I. And in addition to that, we have a great play that's put together by Consciousness Theater with Anne and Finn Anderson. They're going to be presenting that during the event. It is called Am I Mad or What? So it's a pretty big lineup for the event. It's coming up pretty soon, September, I think it's the 10th through the 12th.
What is coming up?
The event, the online event.
Yes, September 10, 11, 12.
Yeah.
2021.
And also, we're going to have music with Yoham, with Anat and Gerhardt throughout the entire event. They're going to be doing the intros and the segues and live music. Live music. As a matter of fact, they just sent something in yesterday, a little video clip. So if we play that now.
Hello, Jeff and Linda.
Hello, Chambra.
We are really wanting to take this moment just to tell you that we are so excited to play for you in the conference, in the Merlin event.
We are here. We are here in the studio in Israel. We're just in the middle of the recordings. It's still a month until the event, but it's amazing to already feel into the vibration of it, to feel the energy of it, to prepare the music for it. We had wonderful days here of playing.
And it's so interesting that even though the event didn't take place yet, in the space of no space and time, we already feel into it and feel into you. And so somehow and somewhat, you are all with us in those days. And we just felt to give you a little message of love and of beautiful music from here. There is beautiful
also,
new songs.
Exactly. We had actually, this whole Corona time for us was very creative. We have been a lot of time also in the desert and spent time alone for ourselves and had a lot of inspiration and music, new music coming to us, new tunes coming to us. A lot of it flew into the content of what we recorded for you for this conference. There is a lot of spirit of Merlin, of the desert, of us. I'm sure we will have a wonderful time together in a little bit more than a month, right?
Yes, yeah. And there is a few surprises coming along. So here we are in the studio in Israel, in Kibbutz HaOgen, very beautiful place that is hosting us. Again, sending you all of our love. We miss you. And
see you soon when we are done with all. We have a lot of work still to do, and we will do it beautifully, and we will make the best from these recordings and really bring you a lot of magic for the Merlin conference.
So
see you then.
Thank you, Anat and Gerhardt. Thank you for putting that together, and look forward to working with you in about a month. So magic of the time of the Merlin event, you'll have 90 days viewing access. Also the text e-reader as soon as we get everything transcribed. Cost is $350. But if you sign up before August 31st, you get a $50 store credit. So that brings it down to about $300 for 3 days, a lot of channels, a lot of stuff. So we're going to be working hard on that over the next month doing our final.
It's going to have our attention, our full attention.
Yeah. Good. So that's the time of the Merlin event online. It's the next big thing. And it's kind of like we've always had a big summer gathering. Last couple of years, we haven't been able to do it in person, but it's still a big global gathering.
It means a lot to all of us.
Yeah. Okay, moving right along. We have quite a few events coming up. We'll kind of go through these. The first one is the Master Code Online
event. First time ever.
First time ever. We've done this as a live workshop in a number of different places, but now we're going to be doing it as an online event. And if we can get that up on the screen.
I think there are a few people here that attended the Master Code on Hawaii. Yeah.
Oh, see? Quite a few. Yeah. So cool. We're turning this into an online class now. So, and the details are October 16th and 17th online. Linda and I will be hosting it live from Kona, and it's $395 with Belle, of course. Yeah, I miss her. Yeah, good. All right, and next on the list. Sorry, having some problems with the remote here.
Another new workshop,
Mastering Communications, brand new.
This is a new workshop because Adamus demanded.
Yeah, actually, he put an end to the channeling workshop and said, we're going to be doing this thing, Mastering Communications, and it's not going to be about learning how to channel. It's going to be learning how to really work with the communications of energies in a nonverbal, non-mental level. He's been bringing out some of the stuff a little here, a little there, so I know it's going to be pretty fascinating.
Mm-hmm. I'm kind of encouraged.
Okay, next. I feel like the old days where you had to call for the slide. Next. next is we have a couple of Kasama workshops in November in Hawaii. These are sold out, so we're going to move on to the next
They're
slide.
They're wait list only, and stuff does come up, so you never know.
Then coming up in early December, we have the Sexual Energy School. We do this twice a year online. It's always wonderful. We really enjoy just being here with everybody. You and I are going to be in Hawaii in Kona hosting it. But this is twice a year, and it's really one of the core Crimson Circle
class. It is the core, and specifically because of the way we noticed people evolve from it, the attendees noticed it first. It's the only school, it's the only class that we require to attend a live event, any of our live events, because the difference in the attendees is that dramatic, and how fast Adamus moves, we notice changes a lot when the audience has all had SES.
And we've done this for years and years over the world. We started doing it online, I think, 5 years ago? And consistently, we get about 72% of the people saying it's a life-changing experience, which is really, really high when you consider what a life-changing experience is. But the results are always good. People really find tremendous value in it. And if you've taken it before, you want to take it again, we do offer a graduate discount of 50% off.
Okay,
moving on. The first thing coming up in this winter in Hawaii is the Kasama Reunion. So if you remember, if you took Energy Works workshop, then Adamus changed the name halfway through to Kasama. So if you've taken Energy Works or Kasama, we're having a reunion in Hawaii, as Adamus requested. It's open only to the graduates.
And if you forgot if you've taken Kasama or, what was the other one?
Energy Works.
Energy Works. You can go into the database, into your store record and see.
Yeah. We'll also be doing another Masters in Communication, March 21st through 25th. All these are brand new listings. We just came out with them literally, I think, yesterday.
Yeah, the store just
They're already starting to sell out. So if you're interested, do try to jump on it pretty quick. And also just travel arrangements for the winter. Airlines and hotel or Airbnb, you want to book those early. It's a different world we live in today.
Very different world.
Difficult to wait till the last minute. And we got a great new workshop called Time Traveling with Adamus.
Adamus asked for this, right?
He asked for it. We haven't done it yet. I'm not really sure what it's going to be about. But he says he's going to be working with everybody, very experiential, and literally doing time traveling. So it's a little intimidating.
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah. So you know what I did? I traveled to the actual workshop, and it was really good. I went into the future. Man, it was great. And I saw some of you there. Yeah, you too. Also, in April, we're going to be doing another Masters in Communication. And then last workshop coming up for the spring is another Time Traveling with Adamus in May. These are all at Villa Amio in Kona, Hawaii. And how many of you here have been to the villa for a workshop or gathering? A lot.
A lot.
I mean, it's a beautiful space. Beautiful
well,
space.
Well, and you can see the way we mixed up the events because there's been a tendency for Shamba to say, if I'm coming from, you know, over to the other side of the world, I'm going to hang out and retreat for myself. And they do workshops back to back.
You know, it's interesting. About a third of the attendees have been there previously. They loved it so much, they come back. So that's the event lineup. Yeah. If you're interested, do try to register early.
And like, you know, they're limited to small groups. We try to keep it intimate. It's on a safe space. You know, there's no hotel. It's our space.
It's our space.
And our dog, Bell. It really lets us go far. Yeah. And our dog.
Okay, it's time now for Shamba News. This is all the news that's fit to print. And as a reminder.
And then some.
As a reminder, the Shamba Magazine, I'm so proud of it. We've been doing it for, I don't know, gosh, 18 years, 17 years or something like that. And it just keeps getting better and better. Great articles. But it's also the place where even the staff goes to find out what's happening within Crimson Circle. They realize, you know, if you don't know, just check out the magazine.
Well, wait, I'm going to even give more. Because literally everything on the calendar, all the events, everything that's going on, it's all towards the back of the magazine like an index.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It is a great place to see everything laid out in one spot if you want to.
And it shows all the translations. It has everything. So instead of bombarding everybody with emails, you know, every week or every day, we tend to just send out that magazine. So it's all together in one place.
Exactly. Okay.
Next on the list, we got...
Ooh.
What?
New
what?
Product. New thing. Adamus wanted something new.
Adamus did want something new. It's a whole new series with Adamus. It's really about our fast-changing planet. And it is called Adamus on Topic. Pretty clever.
It sounds like him.
Yeah, and the idea is he wants to talk about things that are affecting the planet. You know, he talks a lot about us and realization and embodied masters, but he wants to offer some perspective on what's happening on the planet so we really understand where things are going. You know, kind of if you kind of know the direction or the trend, it's a lot less uncomfortable going through it.
Well, you know, you kind of know by now how, you know, you got to take care of yourself. But it's all the everything around us that's so challenging sometimes.
Yeah.
And this seems to be the direction that Adamus is going in to really, really support our perspective and clarity.
And this evolved out of a lot of the questions that would come up in the workshops from the attendees. You know, he doesn't take Q&A real often, but people were asking, what about this? What about that? And so he finally said he would do this series called Adamus on Topic. The very first one that we did and is now available is called The Unfamiliar Family.
It made me extremely uncomfortable.
And it did. We shot this in Kona not so long ago, and it was uncomfortable.
Yeah.
You know, it wasn't the typical
shout
or workshop or whatever. He talks about how the family unit has been such an important part of our human journey for a long time, and how particularly, he talks about going back to Atlantis, what that family unit was like, and then in what we call the last couple thousand years or more, how that family unit evolved and developed and has pretty much stayed the same for a long, long time. He said right now it's getting blown apart. There is a little bit of everything going on right now. And he talks about how the breakdown, or rather the shift in the family unit, is really changing
everything
on a cultural basis in the world right now. It's about 86 minutes long. Again, it was kind of tough to film, and the crew was on their toes trying to get everything, you know, and Adamus was directing things. And anyway, it is available now. It's downloadable, and there's also a text file. It's just $25. We're going to take a look at
a little bit
of it right now.
It's a steal.
It's a bargain if I ever saw one.
No, it really is.
Thank you. welcome to this first of what they're calling a Damasan topic. We're going to be talking about the role of the family unit, how it's changed, how it's emerged, and where it's going. The family unit is one of the cores of all things human. It's one of the most basic, other than perhaps ultimately the relationship and the love of yourself. In Atlantis, it was very communal, very communal. There weren't specific parents. I mean, you were given by birth from one specific mother, but you didn't have the clear lines of definition for the family because it was all a community. Then, as Atlantis was going under, as the Earth was experiencing the storms, the fires, and everything else on the surface, many died. Many chose not to come back for reincarnations then, and it was truly a small group of humans that went underneath the ground into the massive caves filled with the beauty of the crystals to live. As the humans emerged, they did so in relatively small groups. For most of human history, the family's relationships, the family units have been polygamous. And again, don't think in terms of just the sex, but think in terms of taking care of each other and bringing in as many children as possible. That began to change slowly over time, but it began to change about 800 years AD. There was more and more push from the church in particular to have the monogamous relationships. What you would call the current family unit, the monogamy relationships, continued pretty much like they were up through the end of World War II. Humans are exploring right now. They're testing and playing with the new family unit. First of all, many married couples choosing not to have children. There's a growing trend in same-sex marriages that would have been unheard of and, yes, illegal not so long ago. There's a lot of multi-generational families right now. One of the biggest things, of course, is just living together. And sometimes that's also living apart together. What was considered typical, what was the norm, what was kind of the fabric and structure for society is absolutely changing right now. It's not going to go back to the way it was with the monogamous family unit, the man, the woman, and children. It's all changing right now. It's affecting everything on the planet. Where is it going? It's going to be a group living together, and it could be anywhere from 3 to maybe 8, 9, 10 people that are living together. They've made a type of commitment to each other. It is not based just on the sexual, and it's certainly not based on karma, but it's friends. There are those who are going to continue to choose to be single. This is the time for you now, after having had many, many lifetimes in marriage relationships, it's a time now for you to be with yourself, to discover that love within yourself. What's going to be happening now is relationships and family units that are going to be based on a lot more freedom and ultimately a lot more exploration into the nature of the relationship and the family unit itself. A lot more freedom for the children and a lot more freedom for the individuals in the relationship, ultimately to explore themselves. That's the new Damasan topic, the unfamiliar family. There's a lot more information in there, of course, than what we showed on the trailer, but really fascinating to look and after we did this, you look around and you can kind of see. Okay, so I'm not on. Yeah. Okay.
Okay.
No. Okay, so no. I think today is technical challenge day at the studio. That means the channel is going to be really, really good. Anyway, every month now we have something called the Spotlight product. As we've been going through and doing a lot of the archiving and indexing and really organizing all the past materials, we've been finding some real gems in there that we, you know, you kind of forget about because you're always paying attention to what you're going to be doing next. One of these gems is something called The Mysteries of Love.
This God. Adamus with respect?
It's not necessarily respect, but he helps. This was from the Mystery of Love's tour in France a number of years ago. And he doesn't normally talk about love.
No.
For a lot of reasons, but here he really went into a lot of detail about it, explains how this is the planet where love was first experienced, and talks about a lot of the aspects of love, and I believe he tells a few of his stories as well. So this is audio only.
That's a lot.
And what we've done is it's half price between now and the end of the month. If you're interested, we're going to play just a little bit of a segment right now, but remember, these are audio files only. Your soul has so many memories of love from the very first time one of its human aspects ever fell in love. Through all the loves along the way, your soul has the memories of all of these. Your soul has been waiting for this moment for you. You're the one. You are the expression of the soul that you, the soul, created to be right here, to integrate, to bring back, to call back all of itself. You have the memory of all of the lives over all of the times. And in this precious moment, soul, you can integrate, you can distill, can bring forth the wisdom of all of the loves that you have ever known. Take a deep breath, dear soul. For you have journeyed far. You've journeyed with many others. You've felt both the joy of love and the dark side of love. You've searched and searched for new loves along the way. Now you come to this point of the wisdom. This is where you, soul, take what you've come to know and feel and experience about love and distill it. Bring it inwards, integrate it. It's not done mentally. It's done by acceptance. Acceptance through this human expression that sits here in the chairs right now. This is where you, soul, bring it together.
So there's 10 sessions, and it's clearly a very different attitude than some of the other things he's done about love. But he was in France.
I mean, come on. Yeah, I think this is one also, which isn't in the recordings, but at one point, one afternoon, we got back from our outings, and he had everybody go up to their rooms and get a bottle of wine. He knew people were stashing, and brought back the wine to the room, and everybody opened it up and started drinking. And I remember he was channeling and having me drinking, and suddenly I realized I'm really kind of shit-faced, and I don't think Adamus has been here for about 20 minutes. And this is a true story, but later we collected, there's maybe 45 people. Later we collected about 55 bottles of wine. We need to do that again someday. Okay.
It was quite entertaining.
Before we go on break,
everybody kept their clothes on.
Just a couple of fun and humorous things. First of all, we have something showed up on Facebook the other day. This is from the creative brilliance of Simon Bessant, who does a lot of great things at the back of the magazine every month, but he created something called Crimson Circleopathy, whatever. It's like Monopoly, and it's really fun. If you want to see and read it, there's some things right on Facebook. You can zoom in, but you start by leaving the wall of fire. That's go. And then as you go around the board, there's Where the Fuck Am I Avenue, a Break Into a Billion Pieces Road, Father Forsake Me Lane, Coal Creek Canyon, Morab Street. It kind of goes on and on with all the different things. You can also pick up cards along the way for Tobias's comfort and Adamus's insults. So, anyway, a lot of fun with that. It'd be fun actually to turn that into a real, if not a board game, but an electronic, you know, version of a board game. So take a look at that at some point. This is not a real product. This was just something Simon did for fun.
It was something on Facebook that we found fun.
But it should be a real product. Mm. Okay. And also, this is kind of interesting. This came to our attention recently. But you're familiar with Urban Dictionary? Urban Dictionary. So somebody typed in the word chambre, just trying to find out. And it showed up. We are in Urban
Can
Dictionary,
you believe that?
But the explanation, the description is person one. This is showing how it's used. Person one, Kevin's a chambre. Person two, yes, he loves meditating. That's kind of weird. You know, they got half of it right, but at least we're in there. But the good thing is it didn't say person one, Kevin's in a cult. Person two, oh yes, called Chambra.
You took a good deep breath and smiled.
I was very, very thankful for that, but I thought it was just kind of interesting. So, you know,
now
it's
you
like
know.
We're getting into mainstream. We're now getting you know. Known around the world. I don't know how you get into Urban Dictionary or whatever, but somebody really ought to change the description a little bit. Up above it says, a person seeking spiritual enlightenment and awakening. I guess that's okay. You know,
what would not be okay with that?
Well, Adamus doesn't use the word enlightenment. He uses the word realization.
We have to use his words?
Yes, we do, if you're going to follow him. But I thought that was
pretty
fascinating.
You think people search on that word. Which word do you think they search on more?
Enlightenment.
Thank you.
Yeah, thanks. Thanks for the point. And one last thing before we go on break. We always have Chambra around the world doing their parties and stuff, watching as
Shout
we're
puns.
Here. And today we wanted to feature one of them. A group over in Netherlands, it's actually the Rude Awakening group and Chambra from the area are doing their version of the August barbecue party. Not nearly as smoky as ours is going to be, but they're there. So big shout out to the Rude Awakening crew, all the Chambra in Netherlands, and of course, Chambra from all around the world.
And any of you, we know you do these shoud parties and we hear your stories and it's always sweet to hear that you're not here, but you are here.
Yeah. Send in your photos too. We'd love to show them.
Yeah,
or your funny stuff. It's always good to have.
Yeah.
So with that, we're going to be going on break here. If you are here at the studio, when you step outdoors, please wear your mask. It's not so important in here, but when you're outside with all the smoke.
Because of the smoke.
Oh, my gosh. For those of you watching it online, it's probably the smokiest day I've ever seen here from all the wildfires out west, California and out in other places, but it's tremendously smoky here today.
Well, the smoke is blowing over, and then what's happening is the wind is suppressing the pollution.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it's unreal. The sky is gray, even though it's not clouds.
Yeah.
It's smoke.
Smoky.
And it's actually, if you have any kind of health problem, it's dangerous.
Yeah. So with that, it's time for a cigarette and to step outside. We'll see you back here in 35 minutes. Thank you, everybody.
Thank you, everyone.
We'll see you with Adamus in 35.